The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 130. From Pine Ridge to Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's. They have all kinds of great items over there. As a matter of fact, they got a brand new DVD coming out of Don Knotts thing. So go over there and look at the What's New section for the new things that are coming out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 130, is Kenneth Anderson. Hey, Ken, hey, I appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, and I am so glad to have you with us tonight, or me, I should say, with me. Hey, we're going to be talking about from Pine Ridge to Mayberry. Last week, we talked about Opie Cates, and he was on Lum and Abner. Lum and Abner is a radio program, you know, from the 30s, 40s, 50s, that time frame. It's an old program, but it has a lot of Mayberry connections. So Opie Cates was one of the characters on there, but there are several connections to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, and Mayberry, North Carolina. And, I as part of my researching into the Opie Cates stuff, I found out even more about this stuff. I'm sure some of you knew that, but I didn't know some of these things, so I wanted to share them with you. On episode number 129 of Two Chairs No Waiting, we heard the audio of Lum Edwards. He was played by Chester Locke, and Abner Peabody, played by Norris Goff, interacting with Opie Taylor's namesake, Opie Cates. I'm sure Mayberry fans, you guys probably always thought that they thought that was interesting, but you thought, hey, that's enough Lum and Abner. Well, sorry, but tonight we're going to talk even more about that. Mayberry fans are familiar with Foley's Market, right? You all know about Mr. Foley next door to Floyd's Barbershop right there. If you're sitting on the bench at Floyd's, he'd be just right over to your right there. There's Foley's Market. You know, he's a good man, but he's cheap. Yeah, that's what Floyd would say. Anyway, Mr. Foley ran the store there. You know, Aunt B, call the man. Just call him. But by the sixth season of the Andy Griffith Show, color episodes, by the way, sixth season, Mr. Foley had sold out or something to a store owner named Mr. Doakes. Well, before we get any further into that, I want to talk to you about Lum and Abner a little bit. Lum and Abner were a comedy team, and as I had already said, they were played by Chester Locke, L-A-U-C-K, I'm assuming I'm saying that correctly, and Norris Goff. Well, Lum and Abner ran a store called the Jot 'em Down Store. Well, at some point, they'd lose a store, they'd get it back. You know, there's all kinds of craziness that went on during these radio programs, but it was called the Jot 'em Down Store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Well, I'm going to play a little clip here of Lum and Abner. And at this point of their career, they had started up a matrimonial bureau, which evidently is a matchmaking service that allows you to help either make matches with people if they're looking for a husband or a wife. It also would try to help resolve problems, conflicts, Dear Abby-like, that folks would run into. So this is a little clip from Lum and Abner, and they're reading the mail from people who have written in, and they're trying to figure out how to help them. Now, you'll hear Lum and Abner talking here. And I just want you to pay attention to Abner's voice, because that's who we'll be talking about a little bit more as we go along here. But here's Lum and Abner reading the mail, trying to figure out how to help some folks. And I just want you to hear this one little clip. Here you go.
Here's one here from clean over in South Carolina.
And that's Belton, Abner.
South Carolina.
What's the problem? What do they want to know?
Well, this woman ain't got no complaint. I don't see nothing wrong here.
Well, read it.
I did. I just got done.
Well, read it out loud. I'll decide whether a complaint's justified or not.
Says, I want a little advice from you about my husband. He wants me to do the housework and look after the farm, too, while he rides around all day. Please tell me what to do. Yours truly, Wah.
Wah.
W-A-W. Mitchell. Oh. And he ain't asking her to do no more than her share of that. Just do the farm work and housework.
That ain't very thoughty of him, though, getting out and riding around while she's there working.
Well, maybe he's just tender-hearted, old home.
Tender-hearted?
Yeah, maybe he just has to get away from the place that way. I know I never could stand to watch my woman work, neither. Special chopping wood. I just have to take Plum out and go down to barber shop or something till she gets done every time.
Well, if this woman's husband just insists on riding around that way, she ought to get him a job carrying a mail route or driving a delivery wagon.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm going to write and tell her, too. Read another in there.
Well, here, Plum, you read them for a while. I can think better when you're reading.
Oh, so he was sensitive. They were sensitive, these folks, Lum and Abner. If you look, if you go over to Facebook.com/2chairs for episode 130, you'll see pictures of the guys. Lum is the tall one and Abner's the short one. But, you know, maybe they're just sensitive. Could never watch my woman work. It always just, you know, hurt his feelings when he had to watch her work, especially chopping wood. You know, that kind of a conversation right there is kind of thing. Boy, I could definitely see that on the Andy Griffith Show between maybe Floyd and Goober or somebody like that. So anyway, that was Lum and Abner. All right. So Lum and Abner ran the Jot 'em Down store. So that was what they did. And actually, there's a lot of stuff. I'll have some links to you. For you so that you can go out and read and find out more about Lum and Abner if you'd like to. I'll even have links so you can go and download these audio versions of their radio program and listen to them. But let me tell you, there's a great connection between the Jot 'em Down store and Foley's. As I was telling you a few minutes ago, in the sixth season of the show, of Andy Griffith's show, Mr. Foley must have sold out or something, because I don't know if you remember the episode, but it's an episode where Opie was trying to get a job because he had crashed his bicycle while he was trying to show off to Sharon. You know, he was riding no hands and he crashed his bicycle, broke the front wheel, you know, and the fender. So Andy was all upset with him. So he went out to try to get a job. He first went to Goober to try to get a job from him. Then he went to Floyd's. And, you know, was trying to get a job for him. And I've got to play this clip. It has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about tonight, other than it's in that episode. But here, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip for you of Opie talking over at Floyd's. Let's see here. I'm going to try to get this going. All right. So here it is. So here's Opie. Anybody would give this boy a job. Here we go. Here's Floyd.
Gee, Opie, I don't know if I approve of all this.
Please, Paul.
It might be a good idea.
Well, I don't know. But if you're bound to do it, I guess for a little while.
Gee, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. Anybody'd give that boy a job.
Do you have a job for me?
No.
That's okay. Bye, Paul. Bye, Mr. Lawson.
Yeah, if any guy I can be of help to you, you'd... Oh, that's a nice boy.
Yes, he is.
Hey, anybody can give that boy a job. You have a job for me, Mr. Lawson? No. Anyway, all right, getting back on the topic here. So Aunt Bea finds out that the guy who's running Foley's Market now, Mr. Doakes, may have a job for him. So she sees a sign there. So here's what Aunt Bea, the interaction between her and Mr. Doakes.
Good afternoon, Miss Taylor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Doakes. It's a nice day, isn't it?
It's always a nice day when you visit my store. What can I do for you?
Why, thank you. I was just looking at this sign.
Oh, yeah, I need some help. Business is booming.
Good. Is it very hard work?
Well, it's nothing you'd want, Miss Taylor.
No, it's for Opie. You know, he's looking for a job.
Oh, well, afternoons and Saturdays. Pay 75 cents an hour.
Good. Well, I'll tell him to stop in and see you then. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's Mr. Doakes. Well, Mr. Doakes is running the store over in Mayberry now. So, you know, let's go ahead and cut to the chase here. Pay attention to the man's voice and what he looks like, because you'll be able to see him and pictures over at facebook.com/twochairs. We'll have links to that directly from twochairsnowaiting.com from the show notes for episode number 130. You'll be able to see him. Well, turns out Mr. Doakes and Abner Peabody from Lum and Abner, same man, same fella. He's played by Norris Goff. That's right. So let's hear a little bit more from this, because we've got I've got several clips. If you'll remember on that same episode, listen for his voice again. Let me play a little bit of Abner again for you. Here we go.
Here's one here from clean over in South Carolina.
So that's Abner right there. And now we're going to hear, as Opie and Billy are trying to compete for the job, I want you to listen to Mr. Doakes. So here we go again.
What's going on here? Just a minute now. Here, wait a minute. Get your breath here. Calm down, boys. You don't even know what the job is yet.
I don't care. I'll take it.
Me too.
Well, two candidates for the same job. And you both look like you'd fit the bill. That's for after school and Saturdays.
I'll take it. I was here first. So
what? Well, now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute, boys. It means another thing. You're going to have to forget about baseball for a while, too.
That's okay.
Who cares?
Well, Opie and... Son, I don't believe I know your name.
Billy. Billy Crenshaw.
All right. Come on, let's go inside and talk
it over. Yes, sir.
All right, so that's Mr. Doakes. And if you can hear that, that's the same. Let's hear Abner's voice again.
Here's one here from clean over in South Carolina.
That's Abner Peabody from Lum and Abner. Norris Goff, G-O-F-F. We'll have links to all this kind of stuff in the podcast notes. But I just thought that was an incredible thing there that they did that. So, again, Opie and Billy, they're competing for that job. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit more about that competition, because you guys love this stuff as much as I do. So let's hear a little bit more as he explains what he's going to do about their job situation.
Well, it looks like I've got a decision to make here. Now, Opie knows the area.
Yes, sir.
But you both got here about the same time. So I tell you what I'm going to do. Now, today's Saturday. Starting today, you both go to work here. For 1 week. And at the end of that time, whoever does the best job gets it permanent. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get started. Now, the first thing, stack up them cans there nice and neat. Go on, get to work, and may the best man win.
All right, so you know what happens on this episode, or hopefully you do, and so he's competing. They're competing with each other, delivering the groceries, all that kind of thing. Well, Andy drops by over there again. Remember, Andy Griffith liked Lum and Abner and Opie Cates enough to name Opie Taylor after Opie Cates from he was on Lum and Abner, and so you got to figure. He liked Norris Goff, too. So this is Andy interacting with somebody he really liked. This is his meeting with Mr. Doakes talking about Opie getting his job. So here we go.
How you doing?
Oh, hi, Andy. Hey, got your boy working in here.
Yeah, I know. He's thrilled to death.
Well, I tell you, he's a wonder. If his feet aren't burning after all those deliveries, I don't know why not.
He's a runner, all right.
Yeah, the other boy's no slouch either.
Well, that's good, that's good. Well, like they say, may the best man win.
Well, that's what I told him, may the best man win. Yeah, see what I told you? Just like a couple of fire horses.
Yeah.
Well, I better get to work.
Yeah, I'll see you.
All right, Andy.
All right, so that's Andy Griffith interacting with Norris Goff, Abner Peabody from Lum and Abner. So Andy, as I said, liked Opie Cates' name so much he used it for the name of Opie Taylor, his son, on the show. And, that was just a special situation there with that. So let's listen to one more clip, and this is where Opie gets his job. Now, next week, we may go into this a little further and finish this up, but we're going to go into when Opie is actually told he's got the job. So let's hear this.
Loaf of bread, 1 pound of butter, Paper nap. Peter Soapy, Billy, that's enough. You're getting the place too clean. What else now, Miss Peters? Well, sure, we can deliver it. Is 30 seconds soon enough? All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
I can take that order, Mrs. Peters. I know where she lives.
So do I.
I don't care.
Hey, boy. Now, wait a minute. Now, boy, that's enough. I just can't take it. I tell you, just watching you fellas this week has wore me to a frazzle.
Marty, you want to bring me a chair?
No, I don't want anything. Nothing, boys. You know, now, I told you I'd tell you Friday who won, but I've decided to do it today. Before I tell you who I picked, I do want you to know that it was a pretty close decision. Pretty close. Now, Billy, you're a fine boy. And you're a real go-getter. But I picked Opie. Opie, the job's yours.
Gee, Mr. Doakes, thanks. I'll work harder than ever.
I know you will, son. Billy, I'm sorry. This is awful close.
That's okay.
Now, you finish out the day and then come back tomorrow. That way you'll get a full week's pay.
Okay, I'll be here. Me too.
Now get to work. Slow.
Yeah, so anyway, that was the last we heard from Mr. Doakes, other than there's one more part, and we'll listen to that next week and finish out kind of some of the stuff that happened on this particular episode of the Andy Griffith Show. But I just really thought that was special. We're going to have all kinds of links at twochairsnowaiting.com. You'll be able to look at episode number 130, the show notes for that, and there'll be links to all kinds of stuff about Lum and Abner, Norris Goff. There's going to be pictures over at facebook.com of the two men together, and there's already stuff on the site there. So, and if you're watching the video podcast, I've got a picture of it so that you can see them standing beside each other. One is Abner Peabody, a picture of him, and Mr. Doakes from this episode, obviously, of the Andy Griffith Show that we're listening to. It's called Opie's Job. It's from the sixth season, and it's episode number 206. I believe I'm getting that number right. So I definitely encourage you to drop by and look at those pictures, because that just makes it even more fun when you realize it's the same thing. I told you wrong. It's episode number 160 aired, or 161 filmed. So it's 160 aired. It's Opie's Job. And it's that's from the 1965. So that's when it was, the sixth season. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of trivialities there from the Andy Griffith Show and Lum and Abner and old-time radio in general. There's a lot of connections between it and the Andy Griffith Show, and we'll keep delving into those things as I find them. If you know those things and you want to share them with me, we can share them with the audience. That would be wonderful. I love getting ideas for shows from you guys. I've had several of late. People have been telling me things that they thought we might want to cover. We had one write in earlier this week that actually was the one that mentioned this to me. It was Brian Rodehaver had mentioned that Norris Abner Goff later appeared as grocer Mr. Doakes in the Andy Griffith Show episode Opie's Job from September 13th, 1965. In 2002, we'll be looking into this later. And three, the Lum and Abner Society Convention in Mena, Arkansas. Goff's hometown, Goff's, G-O-F-F's, hometown. Dallas McKinnon, another tags player, which we'll be talking about him, was a special guest. So he's a connection as well with Lum and Abner, and I've been doing some research on that. So we'll be covering that, and I want to thank Brian for bringing this up and pointing it out to me so that I would go into more depth on it this week. So I'd love to hear from you. You can write me, email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Great way to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you, actually, your voice. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a voicemail for everybody to hear. You can also leave messages and show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com on any of the episodes. You just leave a comment, or you can go over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave messages there. Any of those ways will get us in contact with one another, and I can share some Mayberry fun with you in corresponding. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank you for taking time to listen, and we'll see you guys next week. on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.